ex-husband from the Atlanta Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Greg Leak.
Yeah.
He has died. He has leaked on way from here. That's what has happened with him.
Yeah, that's so sad. You know, I always have liked them gals on the Housewives, and Greg is a good man. He was a good man.
Yes, he was.
And I just want to say this here, just in case any of them is listening to me.
Go ahead and pray. Pray. Yeah.
Phaedra Pauls.
Uh-oh.
If you is still in Atlanta, and you don't have nobody, I'm is a good man looking for a good gal like you.
Shut up,
Phil. Yes.
Shut up.
Yes,
I thought you had been to pray for the people, and you sitting here trying to get a date. Just sit me.
Odie. Also, there was another man that died. His name was Michael K. Williams. They say I look like him. Uh-uh. And so, without the hair, when I was young, they used to tell me I looked like him. But they found him in his apartment, and he was already gone.
You listen to another segment of Deacon Otis Wickdine and Tell It Like It Is.
And he was such a good actor.
Coming up, Monday Night Madness.
I feel that in our actors and actresses, they don't get the notoriety that they should. They work hard to be in Hollywood.
Yes.
And they're waiting on the Golden Globe.
Oh, man.
And, that's just, we got to do something else about that. Acknowledging and honoring our actors.
Yes, because the Globetrotters wanted me to be with them one time, but I told them I just didn't have those skills. Yes. I don't know why. The originals are the Globetrotters are now still trotting around the globe, but they have some other people filling in. But they don't have, actors, y'all don't have to play basketball. You can do something else. You can do something else besides play basketball. That's what I'm saying.
Ernest, listen, I think you have this wrong, Ernest. You have this wrong. The Globetrotters is a basketball team that was famous back there in the 60s. Matter of fact, it's called the Harlem Globetrotters.
I always
give you the,
I know, this is what I said.
The information, because they're worldwide.
Yeah.
Icons, and they are famous for entertaining the crowds with basketball skills.
Yes.
And they represent over 90, that's the Globetrotters. Now, the Golden Globe is,
this is too funny.
The Golden Globe is a organization that honors people for their acting skills. Those are two different things. Okay,
that's fine. But I'm just saying this. We need to do something. Okay, if they not going to honor them in the Golden Globe, let's go bigger and get the Platinum Globe. Let's do that. Let's start the Platinum Globe Awards. And honor all these wonderful people that have been doing these wonderful things.
We don't have
to do this no more. Wait on nobody.
We is
the change that we want to see.
Odie. You is right. The PGA Platinum Globe Award. I think that'll be nice. I think that'll be some kind of nice. But while we are sitting here talking about that, we started talking about all the deaths and things that was around. So I think we need to sing a song.
Yes, I think. Blessing,
dedication.
Tears So Sweet.
Now we don't know that one.
Odie.
We could do Amazing Grace.
We're gonna do that.
Who would y'all like to sing then?
Well, I think we could do this one right here.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, well, Mama's gonna buy you a diamond ring.
Oh.
And if that diamond ring don't shine, Mama's gonna whip that jeweler's behind.
Oh.
And if that jeweler behind gets sore, Mama's gonna take you to the candy store.
Oh.
And if that candy store is closed. A mama's gonna take you down the road.
Listen, hold on. Now, I don't know nothing about this mama business, but that's not the kind of song that you sang for this type of situation.
You're right.
People is hurting. They don't need to be hearing nothing about no Mockingbird.
Now, you're right about that. Now, that was Miller.
All right.
He was the one that started
that. God knows better than me. You're right. God knows better. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Okay.
What suggestions do you have?
Yeah, Odie, what you want to say?
A song like this. A heartfelt song. A song that's comforting to the family. You is right. What should we sing?
We have to, in times like these, sing a special song. A song that... it's going to penetrate to the heart. The song is just going to get on in there. And that I know no other song than to sing. It's while you is visiting with one another, preparing for the service, getting ready for the repast, getting for the Passover, getting ready for the Pass Me Not. This is a song you need to sing. Yeah. This song about the problem we're having in our town. Listen.
Don't let the corona get on ya. Mm-hmm. Don't let the corona get on ya. You gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. And then don't let the corona I get on ya.
Smiling echoes. Help me say
don't. Yes. Don't let the corona get on ya. I said don't let the corona get on ya. Well, you gotta do the best you can. Make sure you wash your hands. Cheer on, don't let the corona get on ya.
Now listen, get this here.
Not work for the government. I may not have a doctor's degree, but this here is common sense. When you cough and when you sneeze, cover your mouth and put it in your sleeve. That will help the rest of us from catching the corona disease.
It's a serious thing, y'all.
Don't
shake your Gina.
Get on you.
Well, you gotta do the best you can. Yeah.
Watch your head.
Watch your eye. And don't let the
corona.
Yes, sir.
Get on you.
What I want y'all to do.
Oh, yes.
Keep it away from me. I don't need your chance.
Welcome to Monday Night Madness right here on Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. We circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am WB, hanging out with the Professor Pop Culture.
Pop Culture.
Mr. Elroy Boyd III.
All right.
Yes, sir. And tonight.
Tonight.
Well, nope. Last night, the Jazz and I, on Sunday Night Go, we started off with a tribute to Tina Turner, the legendary, iconic Tina Turner.
That's all right.
And she didn't want to go too far, too deep, because out of respect for you, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
And I told her, I said, okay, hold it, Jazz. the professor is going to take it even deeper. But, you know, and I love that, though. Out of respect, you know, she didn't want to. Okay. But that's okay. We had a great time last night, and I didn't realize that there's a lot more music to be played. We covered some songs, and we're going to, if you listened last night, okay, you're going to hear a repeat of some songs, but they were all great. But then the professor sent me a more extensive list. And so, without further ado,
okay.
Professor, okay, yes. Before I go to the first song,
yes.
You please, share with the audience any thoughts?
Well, we lost a legend, and what we're going to do this evening is we are going to appreciate and celebrate this legend. And, honestly, you want to know something, WB? Jazz and I yesterday, we texted briefly, mm-hmm. and I was really encouraging her and telling her, no, you go, because mm-hmm. it's going to be different. It doesn't matter what we do, it's still going to be different.
Right.
But the one thing that I also did tell her was this, was that you can never get too much Tina.
Ooh.
You can just never get too much Tina. So with the tribute last night and the one that we are about to embark upon tonight, this is just, look, just embrace the spirit, because here's my thought. Now, can I get a little spiritual? Can I?
Okay.
Or no?
No, go.
And
the First Amendment.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Okay. And
within boundaries. Okay.
Okay.
No, First Amendment.
This is fine. And I think, Madam Turner would appreciate this, as she was a very extremely spiritual lady herself. And that is this. I come from the place that the concept of death is null and void. I come from the place where the concept of death is null and void. We go on forever. The body that we possess is a shell in which our true authentic self resides. And that is the what? The spirit. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Therefore, that when the body breaks down, we go on and continue. And our spirit also continues in our legacy, in the things that we create, and how those things that we have created in our lives will go on after we, or after our body dissolves. So, what's the point, Professor? I'll tell you what the point is. When you listen to the next three hours of Tina Turner, Anna Mae Bullock, what you're getting is her spirit. She lives on through her music. Okay? That is my only thought. So let's celebrate this earthly life.
Every time in my life, when things begin to glow, there comes a change. And back now, here I go. It was only yesterday when he promised to be mine. But now I can see. Oh, yes, I can see that there's too many, it's too many times. Along comes misery. too many times that burn. Oh, yes, it is.
You know, I don't remember that song there too many. Oh my God. What's,
1964. And that was her first solo single. And of course she was with the Ike and Tina Turner Review with that. And, here was the interesting thing. Didn't the melody of that remind you of, A Change Is Gonna Come?
I thought it was in the very beginning.
Yeah. So
that's what I had expected.
Yeah, like a variation of it.
No question about it. You know, oh my goodness. You know, like you said, the jazz and I, it was so much fun last night. And many of you were listening in. And I said, wow. And I think we probably played about maybe 20 plus, maybe 21 songs, by Tina Turner, you know, and Ike was in some of those. And then also, there was one that I played and had by Rod Stewart, and there was another one she collaborated with, and I'm trying to think of it right now. It wasn't Bob Skaggs. Who was it? You probably have some of these on your list, some artists that, you know, I wouldn't have originally said she's going to collaborate with these cats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
And so, I was just blown away. And I put her in sort of a different category, so to speak.
Okay.
Where would you put like a Mick Jagger?
Oh, rock. For sure.
A lot
classic,
of her tunes.
Classic rock.
A rock. Songs.
Well, she has always said this. This was a conundrum with Tina in the black community because she started in R&B with the Ike and Tina Turner Review. She has said this several times. She said about rock, she said, it's what I do. Now, here is the thing about the initial cultural audience. There has been a fraction of resentment because of that, because that is looked upon that she has turned her back on the culture. Then there is a fraction that just sort of ignored it because, well, it's Tina, sound like R&B to me, whatever she said, I'm gonna jive to it, I'm gonna groove to it.
Okay. And then
there is a fraction that kind
loved
of
it.
gave her a pass.
Well, there were huge successes.
There were huge successes, definitely, yes.
So what I'm saying is, there was, you were talking about segments of the audience, so my thing is, then there had to be enough of a segment to really openly appreciate her.
Yes.
And attend her concerts and things of that nature.
Gave her a pass.
Okay, huh?
Gave her a pass.
No, they loved it.
Yeah, right. So we're not going to resent you for that.
Okay.
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 You understand what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
You have confusion on your face. Maybe I,
don't worry about that.
Okay.
No, this is deep. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you said gave her a pass. No, what I'm saying is if I'm loving you, what you do and stuff like that, I'm not giving you a pass. I'm supporting you because I love you. That's not a pass.
Right.
Oh,
absolutely. But remember in the 80s, we had problems with crossover music.
Mm.
Okay. Remember what happened to Freddie Jackson after that August 1988 Billboard interview?
No, I don't.
He said, we got to do something about that George Michael.
Mm.
Because he is taking up our airplay. He's going on our charts and he's winning our awards, especially when he won that Grammy for Best R&B Male Artist. Gladys Knight got out there and spoke up against that.
I remember.
Okay. All right. So when Freddie Jackson said, we got to do something about that. Then after that, we didn't hear from Freddie Jackson anymore like we did back in the 80s before that.
You know, you and I had talked about this
before. There's record company darkness.
Of course.
Yes.
Are you serious right now?
All right.
Hold it. Yeah, Professor, I understand. Yeah. And I think that if anyone who hasn't been paying attention over the last however long you've been listening to music, and some people don't, they really don't care. You know, they like music, whatever it is. But as a reporter or an investigator or a radio host and personality,
mm-hmm.
and I love asking questions
mm-hmm.
because I want to learn, right? This is also, I want it to be an educational experience for all. You know, so to ask the questions, be able to answer, ask the proper questions.
Yes.
That's the only way you can get.
That's the only way. That's the only way.
And so I do remember this Freddie Jackson incident, but anyone who's paying attention mm-hmm. will know the music industry to say they have some flaws.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge understatement.
Huge understatement.
Huge. And look, it goes beyond that. You can throw in corruption, extortion, blackmail. There's still so many things in the music industry that we don't know.
Yes.
We get the Cinderella version, and I don't mean as far as the style of music is concerned, but we get the whitewashed or the watered down
mm-hmm.
and don't know what happens behind the scenes.
Exactly. So with that whole crossover music thing, there were still, you know, because Tina even has even divulged that she's had some problems with some folks in the audience for, you know, being like, there were times when she would be on stage with an all white band. Or would be with Jagger and others, you know.
And you know what I would say?
Hmm.
I don't care.
Right. That's how it should be.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Thank you so much for bringing this up because this gives us a segue into a show that we started a few months ago. Hey, Mike Ward, if you're listening, man, send me a
Mike!
Yeah, Mad Mike and Wild World Coast to Coast. Love that show. And Professor, Mike. It proves... Or not proves, because we don't have to have it approved, but it puts a stamp on your comment.
Hmm.
And this is about diversity of music. I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And our show is designed to do just the opposite of what's been happening.
Right on, man.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Because if you notice the genres of music that we play,
mm-hmm.
you might hear some classical music. You're going mm-hmm. to hear some country, okay? You're going to hear some rock and roll. You're going to hear, a conglomerate. That's not a good word. Smorgasbord. Well, look. You're
conglomeration.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for that. Hey, thanks for building me out here. No, I'm serious about that, too. Oh, my
you're
God.
Already up.
But what we do is, you're going to hear some... Smokey, some Michael, you're going to hear some
mm-hmm.
Jazz Crusaders,
mm-hmm.
Angela Bofield. You're going to hear in it. Oh, my goodness. Think of a good artist. Great artist. Great music. And that's the whole premise of the entire broadcast.
Yeah.
We want to expand your mind. And this is the thing about what we're talking about with Tina. Man. As long as she, look, music, good music is good music.
That's it. You said it, man.
Come on, man.
You said it.
Hey, can we come right out? No.
Let's go.
How about this one? River Deep.
Okay. Can, well, okay, that's a live version. Is it possible if we can get a studio version? And it's just extremely important. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Be right back. I'll go to your song
easy.
Right after this.
But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis.
And I
pumped a lot of tank down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched the ride on the riverboat queen.
The
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on the river.
Rolling on the river.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling,
rolling,
rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
Oh,
Oh, now, and coming up, Professor, I think this the version we attempted to play River Deep Melting High earlier.
Okay.
And it was a live version.
Yes.
Somewhere else. And let's see if this works for the audience.
Okay.
And we'll comment right after.
Okay. Here we go.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets
Okay. This is the reason. This is the reason why I requested that version. That version, that was really the beginning of Tina Turner's solo career. It was produced by the great producer, Phil Spector. Now, here's a story that goes along with the recording of this. It's a very important and historical recording in the history of popular music, rock and roll. Okay, Spector wanted to do a record with Ike and Tina Turner, but lean more toward Tina. So, Ike and Tina Turner, they met with Phil Spector and everything was hunky-dory, and they were going to do it. And Ike left the room, but there was one condition. Ike was not to be in the studio because he heard stories about Ike. He would not, and if we're going to do this record, we can do it, but I cannot be in the studio. Phil Spector, he was the one who created the wave in the 60s of what? The girl groups. Remember, we had a show on 60s girl groups. And also, Phil Spector, he created the Wall of Sound. Okay? The Wall of Sound, that famous sound that that revolutionized American recording engineering, in which how it's done is that there's two or more of every instrument. Okay? The piano plays the same line stacked on top of each other. You may have three piano tracks, two or three drum tracks. The drummer has to play note for note every single take. The bass player has to play the same thing. Okay? Which is really, really hard on the musicians. So it creates this sort of symphony, this huge sound, which we hear on there. And we just hear this great big wall of sound, especially with the chorus at the end. All of that there, right? You even had Glockenspiel on there, WB. Okay? Glockenspiel. Okay? All right? She's trying to get the take, and then she's upset, she had a fit, she couldn't do it. So then, Spector says one more time, she takes her shirt off in the studio. She takes her shirt off, she's standing there with nothing but a bra on, and as if her life depended on it, she gives the last vocal take, and that is
it. That's it.
So, yeah man, that's it.
This is one of my favorites. Come Together, Ike and Tina Turner.
Here come on, that top, he come grooving up slowly. He's got choo-choo eyeballs. He won't hold it rolling. He's got hair down to his knees. He's got to be a joker. He just do what he please. Shuffle.
I remember this jam. Okay, in my opinion, that's a country song. Did it ever cross over, Professor?
Or no. But you do know who wrote that song.
No, I have no idea who wrote the song.
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. It,
oh, my goodness.
It's a Rolling Stone song.
I should have taken a guess.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Mick Jagger, she collaborated with him, didn't she?
Yes.
Several times.
Yeah, number of times. Yes, yes, yes. And Honky Tonk Woman, I believe, it was either Beggar's Banquet or, the Let It Bleed album, 1969. No, it was Let It Bleed, 1969. I'm quite certain. With country themes, with a country theme, but did not.
Okay. So yeah. If it wasn't, put in the country category, where was it put?
Rock and roll, baby.
Okay, I can see the... Mm-hmm. It should have been in both. That mm-hmm. was a country... Okay.
Well, you know something, Nashville was not going to allow the Rolling Stones see. In. Come on. No.
They're lost. No. back after this. No.
I've been loving you
wow.
too long. I don't want to stop now. But you you wanna be free.
to me. Ooh, I've been loving you that much too long. Please don't make me stop now. Oh, I don't wanna stop now. Loving you a little too long. I don't wanna stop now. Oh, I don't wanna. Please don't make me stop now. Oh, don't make me stop now. You can make me do anything you want me to do. And I'll even say anything you want me to say. Buy anything you want me to buy. If you just stay and make love to me. If you just make me say, oh, oh baby. Oh, oh baby. Mm. Suck it. Suck it.
Suck it.
Suck it to me, baby. Ow. 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 Baby. Baby.
Oh, this is Monday Night Madness.
Can I say
something? Wow, 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 wow.
Can I say something about that song, that rendition? I forgot who the artist was, and if there's anyone listening, text the WB and tell us who this artist was. But on social media a few years ago, a younger contemporary artist, and I forgot who this artist was, there was video of her on stage at the microphone, and she was holding the microphone stand in, let's say, a very intimate manner. An intimate manner in the sense of how a lady intimately would be with her man. I'm just going to leave it at that. And she held the microphone stand in such a way. And that was like, excuse me, all over social media. Did you see what she did? And all this stuff about how she held the microphone stand and blah, 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 blah. And then I pulled up Tina in 1969 with the I Can Tina Turner review opening for the Rolling Stones on their 1969 American tour. Mm-hmm. During that song, I've Been Loving You Too Long, especially when it got to the end, when she was doing the rap and she was saying, suck it to me. She held the mic stand that way. She was the first. So Tina had a sexually charged, performance style herself, but God, I cannot think who was that young lady who did that. But anyway, if you know,
give it to us, but boy, and people were saying she was the first one, da 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 da. No, it was Tina. And then if we're going to talk about legacy WB, okay, Beyonce, Rihanna, a lot of these young chicks, they have Madam Turner to thank for where they are.
Mm. Be right back after this.
Oh, here we go!